morning conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be lumber one.
Chris Wiley from Roseburg Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you're getting ready for back to something we talked about a few months ago, book distribution a little differently.
Right. We're doing our drive-up pickup service. And this is really a great way for people to have a contactless way of getting books into their homes.
And you did this back in the spring for a while. What day was it last week the library closed back down?
We were closed all last week. We closed the Saturday before. So we had drive-up pickup service last Thursday for the first time and had 77 vehicles. We were really happy. People got back into the swing of things very quickly.
So explain how it works if somebody hasn't dealt with it before.
Yeah, what they'll want to do is go on to their library account at roseburgpubliclibrary.org and click on the catalog, log in with their library card number, and their default password is their phone number. They can place holds there. They can also contact us at library@cityofroseburg.org or call 541-492-7050. We're happy to help you out. Staff gets everything together and then loads up tables in our lobby. On tomorrow, actually, we're switching to Tuesdays because of the holiday. Between 3 and 6, you'll drive up, enter on the Fowler Street side, pull up, follow the signs, and there's a phone number to call. Then we'll bring the books out. We like to put them right in your trunk, so it's completely contactless.
Are a lot of other libraries doing things like this?
Absolutely. There's a whole array of ways. You know, some of the neatest libraries are former bank buildings that use the drive-up service to deliver books.
Interesting, although I'm not sure you fit a book in those little pneumatic tubes. Maybe not one of those, but be a very small book that way. Interesting thought. That's probably, who knows? That may come up eventually. So what's it been like, what was it like last week to be back to this non-open mode?
Well, what I really love about our staff is they're so flexible, and you really need to have that right now because you don't know what the next week is going to bring, and we're continuing to monitor the case count as well as the health and safety of the community when we take into account what we're going to do with the library.
And so during, did you have a lot of people calling during the week?
Oh, a fair number. And again, they're welcome to call us, 541-492-7051. We're happy to help them with their account. We actually still do library cards. We ask people to email library@cityofroseburg.org and we'll get them squared away with a library card. People are really interested in our electronic books. We have two platforms, OverDrive and Cloud Library, and those are available 24/7.
And explain how those work.
Most often people have a device like a smartphone or a tablet, and they'll download the app for Cloud Library or OverDrive, and then they'll log in with their library card number and their password. And then they can check out books just like a physical book, except it's read on a device.
And this is becoming probably an increasing aspect of libraries.
It really is. Compared to a year ago, we've just grown exponentially. And a lot of that has to do, of course, with the pandemic and our changes in hours. But in October last month, 24% of our circulation was electronic materials.
And is that a similar number to what you're hearing from other libraries?
You know, that's a good question, Kyle. There are some libraries who have over half of their checkouts being electronic. But we're at a smaller library. It's more common to have a smaller number. We've more than doubled ours over the past year.
What about other things going on with the library? Obviously, the shifts, you've been doing a number of online events.
And the online events will continue. We have online story time every week at Wednesdays at 10:30. Every other week, we have musical story time on Saturdays at 10:30. We have author Kendra Elliott coming on with us. It's a Facebook Live program on December 3rd. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our Silent Book Group has gone online. We'll be meeting tomorrow night from 6:30 to 7:30. And it will be a Zoom meeting. So if you're interested, email me at library@cityofroseburg.org, and I will send you the link because it's interactive. We share tons of books. There's nothing silent about this. It's just watch your to-be-read stack grow.
Interesting. And how are those? How have those been going?
It's wonderful because I take notes and I email out the list of books, and we're talking a couple of dozen books every month that people are sharing, others are interested in.
Very good. So run through the information for tomorrow again.
Sure. From 3 to 6 tomorrow, that's Tuesday, November 24th, we will be doing drive-up pickup service from 3 to 6 p.m. We want you to have your books on hold ahead of time. So go online to rosebergpubliclibrary.org, click on the catalog, put your books on hold, or call us 541-492-7050, and we're happy to help you through that process.
All right, Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Library, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
837 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.